All right, so let's take a look. See, what are your thoughts, too? You know, I want to know what you think about this. Does legal prostitution lead to human trafficking and slavery? All right, I said we'd start with a pro, where they're saying, yes, legal prostitution does lead to human trafficking and slavery. Coalition Against Trafficking in Women Australia made a comment in February 2017. They wrote that models of complete decriminalization and legalization of the sex industry increase trafficking inflows by fostering demand for the sexual exploitation of women and girls. How many of you are aware of some of the trafficking that may be taking place right there in your own fair city? The coalition continues that legalization or decriminalization of the sex industry is often touted as a way to weed out organized crime in the industry and reduce the associated illegal trafficking inflows. However, evidence shows that legalization or decriminalization only increases flows of women trafficked into the industry and provides a legitimate front for organized crime, while at the same time reducing police oversight of the industry. Legalization and decriminalization reduces police oversight of the industry. Dr. Abigail R. Hall Blanco, assistant professor of economics at the University of Tampa, is one of the people who's saying no. She's a con, saying no. Legalizing prostitution does not lead to human trafficking and slavery. She wrote in February 2017 that criminalizing prostitution makes sex trafficking more likely. One widely recognized consequence of prohibition is the formation of cartels, which in a black market are more likely to use violence. This violence drives some producers out of the market, leading to higher prices and large criminal enterprises with monopoly power. Instead of breaking apart sex trafficking rings, prohibition increases the profitability of sex trafficking rings, they write, she writes, making trafficking more appealing to criminal enterprises. After legalizing prostitution in 2003, New Zealand found no incidents of human trafficking. Moreover, legalization made it easier for sex workers to report abuse and for police to prosecute sex crimes. Let's go with another con. Intokozo Yingwana, advocacy officer with the Sex Workers Education and Advocacy Task Force, known as SWET in South Africa, made this comment in April of 2012. Decriminalization, again now, remember, she's saying, no, legal prostitution does not lead to human trafficking and slavery. Decriminalization will bring in stronger laws to protect individuals against coerced sex work, human trafficking, and sexual exploitation of minors. The key benefit of decriminalization is a vast improvement in the relationship between police and sex workers, to the point that sex workers become key information sources in attempts to uncover human trafficking. Currently, sex workers are afraid to do so because they risk arrest. And some of you heard me talk about that previously when we were addressing the issue of whether or not prostitution should be made legal. Here's a second pro. That was our second con. Here's our second pro. Coming from Rachel Lloyd, who's founder and chief executive officer of Girls Educational and Mentoring Services, also known as GEMS. This is her comment in April 2012. The presence of an adult sex industry increases both the rates of child sexual exploitation and trafficking. It may be true that some women in commercial sex exercised some level of informed choice, had other options to entering, and have no histories of family trauma, neglect, or sexual abuse. But these women are the minority and don't represent the overwhelming majority, get this, of women, girls, boys, and transgender youth for whom the sex industry isn't about choice, but lack of choice. The argument that legalizing prostitution makes it safer for women just hasn't been borne out in countries implementing full legalization. In fact, legalization has spurred traffickers to recruit children and marginalize women to meet demand. Amsterdam, long touted as the model, recently started recognizing rates of trafficking into the country have actually increased and is beginning to address the enormous hub of trafficking and exploitation that it has created. Now, something I want you to think about. This is something that I frequently mention when we are doing our pro-con exercise. As we go from pro to con and from con to pro, we're going to hear divergent views. We're going to hear conflicting views. I mean, conflicting to the point where something that a pro is saying flies in stark contrast, stark contradiction to something that the cons have said, and vice versa. The cons are going to say something that is in stark contrast to what the pros will have said about the exact same issue. I want to encourage you, let's listen, and think through this. That's part of the reason that I take my time and go through this and give you opportunity to grab hold of information. And again, we're not just looking at it from just a moral standpoint. Think about these other issues that are being addressed as well. I shall be right back, and we will continue our discussion right here on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr.